Sefer Shoftim Perik Hay, and this is the Perik of Shiras Devorah, the Song of Devorah. As it says in Pasuk Aleph, V'tashar Devorah V'baruch Ben Avinoam B'yom Hahu Lemor, that Devorah and Barak Avinoam, they sang on that day singing. Devorah opens by giving praise for Klal Yisrael, arousal to serve Hashem. However, Devorah stresses, even though Klal Yisrael strengthened themselves for Hashem, the military victory is not due to our own might. And Pasuk Dalet through Vav, Devorah relates the history of Klal Yisrael from the receiving of the Torah on Har Sinai to the times of the Devorah when Klal Yisrael was scared to leave their homes. And Pasuk Zayin and Ches, Devorah gives thanks to Hashem for the events that took place in her lifetime. And Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Yudbeis, Devorah sings about Klal Yisrael after their victory. And Pasuk Yud Zayin through Pasuk Yud Ches, Devorah gives praise for those who went to battle for Klal Yisrael. These soldiers were a means for Hashem to bring about the victory. All the 10 Shvatim are mentioned here, except for Yehuda, Shimon, and Levi, which are not. Levi did not fight because they were scattered among the nations. This made it difficult to rally their troops together. Yehuda and Shimon did not fight because they were on the border with the Plishtim and had already gone to war and fought in the days of Shamgar ben Anat. Pasuk Yotes through Pasuk Chavbeis, Devorah describes the war and miracles that took place. In Pasuk Chav Dalet through Pasuk Chav Zayin, Devorah curses Maraz, a general from a local city who did not come and help Barak in battle. Devorah praises Yael for her heroism. In Pasuk Chav Tes through Pasuk Lamed Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Devorah relates what will be with the downfall of all the Rishayim. And it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Tishkat Haaretz Arbiim Shana, and the land was quiet for 40 years. I would like to point out in Pasuk Gimel, when it says, Anoichi Hashem, I am for Hashem, Anoichi Ashira, Zamer Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, I'm going to sing, I'm going to pour my heart, I'm going to sing to Hashem, the God of Israel. These are amazing sukkim of song of Jewish music. It's explained in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Inyan of music and the Gune Kedusha, holy music. Music has the ability for a person to sift his higher self from his lower self. That's why the word merakid means sifting, but it also means dancing, to do a rikud, to dance. Just like a musician sifts through the instrument and clarifies which notes to play, so too when we sift through ourselves to extrapolate and find our good points, our nekudas tovus we have inside of us, we are in a sense making music, neguna kedusha. As the Gemara says, even a rasha is filled with mitzvos like a rimon, like a pomegranate. Each one of us has amazing nekudas tovus, good points inside us, waiting for us to see it. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Azam Eloi Kevi Oidi, I will sing to Hashem with my oidi, with my mourness. As it's explained in the Svarim, my od ma'atov, the little bit of good that I still have left inside me. I'm going to sift through all my problems, all my hardships, my midos, my downfalls, and I'm going to find the good point, the good nekuda that's found still left inside me. And this is how we make Jewish music. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.